A just released report in Jamaica has concluded that Barbados and other countries are owed trillions of dollars in reparations for the transatlantic slave trade. Here's Tona Thomas of Nationwide Radio in Jamaica.
The report, prepared by respected Jamaican judge Patrick Robinson, is historic. For the first time, the reparations due to the descendants of the enslaved across the Americas and the Caribbean has been quantified. The $108 trillion U.S. dollars represents the amount owed to 31 countries where the system of chattel slavery existed. The historic evaluation was done by internationally recognized evaluators, the Brattle Group. The sums were quantified based on a number of factors, to include loss of life, loss of labor income, and personal injury. Judge Robinson disclosed that Britain owes Jamaica 9.5 trillion U.S.
The figures are high. For example, Britain is required to pay as reparation for TCS in 14 countries the sum of $24 trillion. Of that sum, the United Kingdom is required to pay about $9.5 trillion in respect of Jamaica. Spain is required to pay about $17 trillion, and of that sum, it is required to pay $102 billion to Jamaica.
On the matter of Haiti, George Robinson says the report is recommending that France repay in full the sums it received in 1825 in exchange for recognizing the sovereignty of the Caribbean nation.
France is required to return to Haiti the sum of 90 million francs, about 1.4 billion in today's money, that it extracted from Haiti as compensation for plantation owners who lost their property, that is, the enslaved. The basis for this requirement is the principle of unjust enrichment.
Haiti is the only country where the descendants of enslaved people paid reparations to their former colonizers. In the meantime, Judge Robinson says, rather than be given to individuals as cash payments, reparations should be used for developmental purposes.
I strongly believe that reparations should not be in the form of monies handed over to individuals. Not a cent should go into the hand of any individual. Rather, the reparatory sums should be used for developmental purposes to provide the services in education, in health, housing, technology, and other areas of which generally the descendants of the enslaved have been deprived.
Dr. Coleman Baselon of the Brattle Group explained to Nationwide Radio how they arrived at the figure of $108 trillion.
What we did is we developed a database of all of the 20 million enslaved people affected by transatlantic chattel slavery by country and year that they lived, and then quantified several heads of harm against them. One was their uncompensated labor. What was the wages they were owed at the time for the work that they did that they did not get compensated for? For their loss of life, whether that was a shortened life or a life of somebody who did not make it through the Middle Passage. We included an estimate for the loss of freedom, of being not having the freedom to leave. We incorporated an estimate for the loss related to personal injury, the harms experienced while being enslaved, the physical harms. And we also included an accounting for mental pain and anguish, as well as gender-based violence. And those all totaled up to about 800 million years, 800 million years of lost labor, of labor to be compensated for, and harm to be compensated for. And that was the basis for this estimate. So if you count up the 20 million people that were either enslaved or died on the Middle Passage, and you take their adult years that they either lived or should have lived, but for the harms inflicted on slavery, there is about 800 million years of harm to be compensated for.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.